For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Lord's Supper Services. The observance of the Lord's Supper, a practice referred to in some religious circles as Holy Communion, is a regularly scheduled event in the Apostolic Faith Organization. We often allude to this special time, which occurs in conjunction with the foot washing service, as ordinance or an ordinance service. The Bible does not specify how often this observance should take place, but we typically hold ordinance services on a quarterly basis. The exact date of each observance should be decided by the local pastor and announced well ahead of time to the congregation, so those in the church family have the best opportunity to arrange their schedules to make attendance possible. All those who have been truly born again and are living free from sin are eligible to partake of the Lord's Supper. The Apostle Paul told individuals in the early church, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." So we encourage followers of Christ not to absent themselves from the table of the Lord without valid reasons. The deliberate, ceremonial partaking of the emblems is a vital expression of our faith and commitment to the gospel. It is a time of fellowship with each other and communion with God, and should be regarded by all believers as a glorious privilege. As pastors, we should attempt to avoid scheduling our ordinance services at a time when visitors most likely would attend. However, if visitors happen to be present, we should explain in the announcement period that this is an ordinance service and is for those who are Christians. We do not restrict visitors who remain from taking part, but the Lord's Supper message should clearly explain the qualifications for participation. When this has been done, we have discharged our obligations before God in the matter. The emblems we use in this sacred observance, unleavened bread and unfermented grape juice, symbolize the broken body and shed blood of our Savior. We do not use wine or juice that is fermented in any way. In countries where grape juice is impossible to obtain, powdered grape juice or frozen concentrate may be used, mixed with water to the correct strength. The unleavened bread or wafers should be freshly made for each service. The wafers are often prepared in the minister's home or the church, but if this is not possible, preparation can be entrusted to a spiritually qualified member of the congregation. The recipe we use for unleavened bread is provided in the print version. We should arrange to have the wafers on plates and the grape juice in small cups placed on a table in a room adjacent to the sanctuary prior to the public meeting. Ordinance services generally begin with a musical prelude and perhaps a congregational song or two. At times, there may be matters of a business or church family nature which the pastor chooses to take up with the congregation. Since those in attendance at an ordinance service are primarily individuals who make the Apostolic Faith their church home, the announcement period is a time when such matters may be presented to the congregation. We should address items of this nature as briefly as possible, in order to keep the congregation's focus on the spiritual and sacred nature of the ordinance service. Another hymn may be sung at the close of the business portion of the service, or a special number presented before the ordinance of the Lord's Supper is observed. The sermon prior to distribution of the emblems should be relatively brief and be based upon explanatory scripture passages such as 1 Corinthians 11:23-34. Since the slaying of the Paschal Lamb at the Jewish Passover foreshadowed the death of the Lamb of God, ministers may also allude to the account of the original Passover found in Exodus 12, or scriptural accounts of the original institution of the ordinance. Other suitable texts are Matthew 26:17-29, Luke 22:7-23, and 1 Corinthians 10:16-21. At some point before the sermon on the Lord's Supper, two of the ministers or workers carry in the table bearing the emblems and place it in front of the pulpit. The same ministers will take the table back to the adjoining room at the conclusion of the Lord's Supper portion of the ordinance service. The congregation members kneel at their seats for a period of prayer following the sermon. At this time, the ministers gather around the table holding the emblems and consecrate them, asking God to bless them to the spiritual and physical needs of the people. The ministers then serve the emblems to the congregation, passing a plate containing the unleavened bread, followed by the juice, along each row of kneeling saints. Often the ministers quote a short, encouraging scriptural passage as they distribute the emblems, such as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Or they may choose other appropriate phrases, such as, in remembrance of Jesus, in remembrance of Jesus' broken body, in remembrance of Jesus' shed blood, or until he comes. These words remind the individuals receiving the emblems of the sacred nature of this holy ordinance. Over the years, ordinance services have been especially blessed by God in the healing of the sick. The emblems bring to our remembrance the atonement purchased for us on the cross, which includes the healing of our bodies as well as the salvation of our souls. It also reminds us to look for his return. God often meets with his people in a special way in these services, and faith takes hold of the promises. Blessings accrue to those who obey God in observing this ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Counsel to ministers. In the days following the ordinance service, ministers may offer to bring the emblems to shut-ins who were not able to attend. Any unused portions of the bread or juice, other than that which is distributed to shut-ins, should be disposed of rather than consumed, since the emblems have been consecrated.